The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simen Kuf Chaf Dalid of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah tells us in Meseches Tainis that five tragedies occurred to the Jewish people on Tisha B'Av. First of all, it was decreed that our ancestors would remain in the Midbar, in the desert, and they would not enter into Eretz Yisrael. This was as a result of their believing and crying over the report that the spies brought back from Eretz Canaan. They should have trusted in Hashem and not believed the negative report that the spies brought back. As a result, they were punished in that the adults who were above the age of 20 were not allowed to enter into Eretz Israel, but rather their children would go into the land of Israel in their place. The Medrash tells us that Hashem decreed at that time, Atem bechisem bechia shochinam, since you cried a meaningless cry, I'm going to designate this night and this day of the 9th of Av to be a time of crying throughout Jewish history. And the Mishnah goes on and tells us other tragedies that occurred on the 9th of Av. The next one is that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in Tisha B'Av, and that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in Tisha B'Av. The fourth tragedy is that the city of Beitar, which was a huge metropolis, was captured, and there were tens of thousands of Jews who were killed. And finally, the fifth tragedy was that the evil Turnus Rufus plowed the site of the Beis HaMikdash and the surrounding areas, just in case there was any thought, any hope of reconstructing the Mikdash there soon. He raised it down to being an empty, open area. Interestingly, we find that later in Jewish history, Tisha B'Av seems to be a time designated for Peronius, for evil decrees, such as the start of the Spanish Inquisition and many other evil events that occurred to Klal Yisrael, which happened, or at least were initiated, on Tisha B'Av. So as a result of these tragedies, we have many restrictions that we must observe on Tisha B'Av as a way to inspire us to do teshuvah and to bring us back to the state that we're supposed to be at. So let's see Halacha Aleph. Arvis nichnasin lebeis haknesses v'chotzin haminalim. On the night of Tisha B'Av, we go to the shul and we take off our shoes. V'noagin lahasir es haparoches mi'aron kodesh. And the custom is that the curtain is removed from the aron. Mishum Diksiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Bitsa Emroso. This is a Pasuk in the second parak of Eicha that says that Hashem carried out, he executed his word, meaning all of the prophecies that he said that he would destroy Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem indeed carried them out. But this is a play on words, because Imroso can also mean it's hem, it's a curtain, it's a cloth. So bitsa, meaning he cut off its cloth, and as a remembrance of that, the minig is that we remove the parochas, the cloth, from the Aron Kodesh. The ein madlikin rak ner echad lifnei shliach tzibur, and they only light a single light in front of the chazan, meaning in order to add to the aura of Tisha B'Av, they turn off most of the lights in the shul, just enough so that people could barely see how to daven. Umispalan arvis benachas v'derech bechi, and Ma'ariv is davened slowly and softly and through tears, ka'avelim, as mourners do. V'ein omrim nachem ad l'machos b'mincha, the insertion that is made in Shmone Esrei will not be said neither by Shachris nor by Ma'ariv, but rather it will be said by Mincha. V'achar tfilas Shmone Esrei, omrim kaddish shalom. Again, we're back on Ma'ariv here. That after davening Shmone Esrei, they say the complete kaddish im tiskabel. V'yoshvim la'aretz. Then everyone sits on the ground. Umadlikin k'tzas neros, and they light some candles. Rak b'kdesh yochlu lomar echa v'kinos, just enough so that people can see to say echa and kinos. V'omrim echa v'kinos, and then they say Megillas Echa and kinos gamkein b'nachas v'derech bechi, they say it slowly and through crying. Umavsik be'echa ma'at bein kol pasuk v'pasuk, and they interrupt in Echa in between each pasuk. Uma'at Yoser ben ko Echa ve'Echa, and a little bit more in between one perek and the next. U'bekol Echa magbia shliach tziba kolo k'tzas Yoser, and in every perek that they read of Echa, the voice of the shliach tziba gets somewhat louder. U'pasaka achron shebekol Echa omrim bekoram, and the last pasuk in each parak of Echa, the Chazan reads out loud. Ukeshemagia lepasuk Hashivenu, and when they get to the end of Echa, to the pasuk of Hashivenu, Omrim Oso Hakahal Bekoram, so the whole congregation reads it out loud. Viachakach Misayem Shliach Hatzibar, and afterwards the Shliach Tzibar completes the Megillah. And then once again, the minig is that the congregation repeats the pasuk of Hashivenu. And the Shliach Tzibar repeats it as well. Afterwards, meaning after Kinos, they read after Kadosh, the Kaddish Shalem, below Tiskabel, Lufisha Omer Be'echa, Sosam Tfilosi. V'chein l'macha b'shachris, and the same is true the next morning, midalgin tiskabel ad l'mincha, that they omit kaddish tiskabel until davni mincha, gamisha hu b'yachidus she'ein l'minyin omer echa v'kinos. But anyone who is by himself, he doesn't have a minyan, so he should also read echa and kinos. It's not something which is limited to a minyan or limited to shul.
Halacha beis. Yesh la'adam l'hitzta'er be'inyin mishkavo. A person should cause himself to be suffering in his method of lying down. She'im rogel lishkab al shnei karim. If a person is accustomed to sleeping on two pillows, yishkav ata al echad, now he should sleep on one. V'yesh nogin lishkav b'leil tishabav al aretz. And there are those that have the custom on the night of Tisha B'Av to sleep on the floor, umesim even tachas rosho, and they place a stone underneath their head, zeich elamasha nemar, in order to remember that which is said, vayikach me'avnei hamakom, regarding Yaakov Avinu, that he took from the stones of the place, shera es achurban, because he saw the future destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, v'oma man nora, how great is this place, v'akol lefi mashu adam, and all of these issues of how a person should practice in terms of his sleeping, it depends on who he is and the circumstances in which he is. In other words, there's no clear-cut guidelines for what a person should do in terms of making his rest less comfortable, but something that each person has to figure out what works for him.
Halacha Gimel. B'shachris ein manichen tefillin. When we daven shachris, we do not wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. Mishum de tefillin nikra in pe'er, because tefillin are referred to as an indication of glory, which is inappropriate for Tisha B'Av. V'gan ein lovshin talis, we also do not wear a talis, gadol, mishum diksiv, because the pasuk says, bitza imroso, this is the pasuk in Eicha that we quoted previously, that says that Hashem executed that which he said, umitargaminan, and the Targum says over there, bizar purpuria delay, that he removed his cloth. So this is a remez to the talis. Elalovshin talis katan below bracha, but we do wear a talis katan without making a bracha on it. Umashkimin ktsas lebeis hakneses, and we wake up early, a little bit earlier, to call it to shul. Ve'ein madlikin ner tfila klau, and they don't light the neros, which they light in the shul at all. Umispalin gamkein benachas, and they daven slowly, v'derech bechi, in a mournful, crying manner, for omer mizmer lasoda, and they do say the perek of mizmer lasoda. Ushliach hatziba b'chazara hatfila, and in the chazan's repetition of Shmoneh Esrei, omer anenu ben goel l'rofe, he says anenu in between the bracha of goel Yisrael and the bracha of refuah. This is what's done on every public fast day. He says, "Kemo b'chol tainasiba," like it's done in every public fast. Ve'ena omer birkas kohanim, but they do not say the birkas kohanim. Ula'acha hatfila omer chatzi kaddish, and after Shmoneh Esrei, half kaddish is said. Ein omrim lo tachnun v'lo kelar charpayim mishum demikri moed. However, they do not say the sad parts of davening, ironically enough, such as tachnun or kelar charpayim, because it's referred to as a moed. It's ironic that we refer to Tisha B'Av, the saddest of all days, as a special meeting time. But whatever the case is, because of this, we do not say tachnun or kelar charpayim that day. Some thinkers have suggested that the moed aspect of Tisha B'Av relates to the fact that Chazal tell us that Mashiach will be born in Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av reminds us that there's a geula, there's a redemption that will come. Because when we see all the tragedies that befell us, starting with Tisha B'Av, we see that Hashem really does fulfill his promises to us. In the same way he told us that tragedy would befall, he also told us that we would survive and that redemption would come in the end. So in that sense, Tisha B'Av is referred to as a moed. So the Kitzur goes on and says, Umotzien Sefer Torah V'korin Kisolid Bonim Tulosa Gavri. They take out the Torah scroll and they read for three aliyahs from the Parsha of Kisolid. V'nochon, and it is proper, she'ola yomer belachash kodem abracha, that the person who is getting the aliyah should silently say before the bracha, baruch dayan emes, that the true judge is blessed. Acha kriyas Torah omrim chatzi kaddish, after they read the Torah, so then they say kaddish umaftirin, and then they read the haftarah of asof asifim benigun echa, to the according to the tune of echa. Umachzirin es sefer haTorah, then the sefer Torah is returned. V'yoshim ala aretz, and everyone sits onto the floor. V'omrim kinos, and they say the kinos of Tisha B'Av. V'yesh laharach behem at samach l'tzarayim, and they should be extended until close to noon time. Acharkach omrim ashrei, ve'ein omrim lamnatzeach elo uvolitzion v'gomer. Afterwards, they say Ashrei, they omit Lam Netzeach, but they do say Uvolotzion. However, within Uvolotzion, Umedaugen es haPasuk Vanizos V'gomer. They omit the Pasuk of Vanizos, Lifisha Hoyanira Kimekayim Bris Au Hakinos, because saying this Pasuk looks like we are establishing a covenant on the Kinos that we say. For old, and furthermore, the lo shayach loma vanizos brisi
lo yomush mipicha, it is not possible to say this pasuk, kevin shehakol b'telem v'asurim b'divrei Torah, since everyone is not engaged in Torah study, because Torah study is forbidden. Avol b'beis ha'avel, in contrast, in the home of a mourner, b'kol hashana, chutz mitishavav, omer moso, in the home of a mourner, all year long, when it's not Tisha B'Av, they do say this pasuk. She'af al gav she'avel bato midivrei Torah, even though the mourner himself is forbidden to engage in Torah study, hamenachmin eina b'telin. However, those who are coming to console the mourner are not bato, are not prohibited from engaging in words of Torah, and therefore, in the home of a mourner, they would say this pasuk, except in Tisha B'Av. For omrim ata kadosh, for omrim kadosh shalem, bedilug tiskabel. So afterwards they say kadosh shalem without tiskabel, then aleinu, and then kadosh yosem, and then the mourner's kadosh. For ein omrim lo shir hayichud, for lo shir shoyom, for lo pitim hektores. All of the things that are said at the end of davening would be omitted, such as the Shir HaYichud, the Shir Shoyom, the daily psalm, as well as Ein Kelakenu. V'nachon shekol echad yikra achakach Megillas Eicha, and it is proper that every person on his own should read Megillas Eicha. Halacha Dalid deals with the issue of a mourner on Tisha B'Av. Normally, the practice is that a mourner does not leave his home for all 7 days of Shiva. On Tisha B'Av, however, things are different. He says, Im yesh ovel be'ir, if there's a mourner in the city, holech lebeis haknesses b'layla v'gam b'yom, he does go to shul both at night and by day, ad sheyigamru hakinos, and he could stay there until kinos are over. Umuter lo la'alos la'torah v'likros ha'aftorah, and it is permissible for him to get an aliyah or to read the haftorah. Shaharei kulam avelim heim, because in Tisha B'Av he is no different than everyone else. On Tisha B'Av everyone is considered to be a mourner. Halacha He discusses the laws of learning Torah on Tisha B'Av. He starts off by saying, Divrei Torah misamchen es halev. Words of Torah will gladden the heart. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Pekudei Hashem yisharim misamche lev, that the directives of Hashem are straight and they cause the heart to rejoice. Now, on Tisha B'Av, we are certainly not supposed to be rejoicing. Ulachain aser b'Tisha B'Av lilmo Torah, and therefore on Tisha B'Av it is forbidden to study Torah, ki im bidvarim shematzivim es libo, except for things that make one's heart sad, kigon b'sefer Yirmiya bidvarim haroim shebo. For example, in the book of Yirmiya, with the bad events that are discussed there, Upsuke nechama shebo yidaleg, and he should skip the psukim of consolation there. V'chein peronios al umas ha'olam sheksuvim sham yidaleg. Similarly, a person should also omit the discussions there about the punishment to the nations of the world who are our enemies, because that will make us happy, so we should skip that. V'chein mutar lilmod b'sefer Iyov. It is similarly permissible to study the book of Iyov, u'medrash Eicha, and the medrash of Eicha, u'gemara perak elu megalchin, as well as the gemara in Moed Katan, demairi bedine ovel u'menuda, that discusses the halachas of a mourner and someone who's excommunicated, ubehagada de perak hanizakin, as well as the agadata that could be found in the Gemara Gittin,
which deal with the destruction of Yerushalayim, the Yerushalmi Sof Meseches Tainis, as well as the Gemara Yerushalmi at the end of Tainis, the Mairi Mechorban, because these sections are discussing the destruction of Yerushalayim. The Af Be'elosh Hu Muta Lomad, and even in these topics that one is permitted to learn, Aser La'ayin Behem Eza Kushya V'Teretz Adrush, it is forbidden to analyze them with questions and answers and analysis, Kimisamchem Esalev, because that will cause the heart to rejoice. V'Cholmash Muta Adam Lomad Ba'atzmo, and anything that is permissible for a person to learn by himself, mutar lomod gam imtinokos, he would also be permitted to teach children. Mutar likros kol seder hayom, afilo ezel mekomon, it is permissible in davening to say the entire service, even the parak of ezel mekomon, which is a parak of Torah, However, the Seder Mamodos, one should not say, even if he is accustomed to saying it every day. Halacha Vav, Afilo Ubaros Umenikos, even women who are pregnant, or those who are nursing, Afa Pi Shemitzdaros Harber, even though they are suffering a lot, Srichos lahashlim hatainis, they need to complete the fast. Imlo b'makam shiyesh lachosh chas v'shalom misakana, unless it's a situation where they are concerned of danger to life, God forbid, and in which case, of course, they must eat. Avochole, but someone who's ill, af al pi she'ein bo sakana, even though there's no danger to life, yesh lahakel, we could be lenient with him, shelo yashlem hatainis, that he does not have to complete the fast. Rak yisaneh eza shos, rather he should just fast a certain amount of hours, and that suffices. Umikol shechein imu cholosh b'toivo, and all the more so if this is someone who is naturally weak. V'yoledes la'achar Zayin Yomim Ad Lamed Yom, a woman who has given birth after 7 days but within 30 days, Nami Dina Kechola, she also has the status of a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana, as someone who's ill but not in a life-threatening situation, Afopi She'ein Chola, even though she is not currently ill, Ach Im Magashas Ba'atzma Shehi Bria Legamri, however, if she feels about herself that she is totally healthy, v'atainis lo yazikla, and the fast will not harm her, yesh lo lahashlim, so then she should indeed fast the complete day. V'elo shetzrichin le'echol b'tisha b'av, those people who do need to eat on Tisha B'av, lo yisangu b'maycholim, they should not indulge in foods, but rather they should eat whatever is necessary for their health and not beyond that.